Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. This is K3FR, activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held weekly on Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time. On the ...147.165 megahertz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. The repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association, uses a 167.9 hertz subaudible tone for access. My name is Ron, and I'm your net control this evening. Purpose of this net is twofold. First, the net services serves as a demonstration of the practice, procedure, and discipline of amateur radio on-air voice protocol, important in the event of crisis communications. And it is the intent of the FARA to build or refresh these skills through its nets. The second purpose is to serve as an informal gathering of FARA members and other interested amateurs, whereby they can exchange information sharing in between our regular monthly club meetings and club breakfasts. Unlike our Sunday night net, we do not necessarily have a technical theme, but of course, technical discussions are part of amateur radio, and they are certainly allowed by the net participation of the net participants. This is a directed net. In the first phase of this net, the net control operator will pass information in a general broadcast to all listening amateurs. During this period, the net control may offer or solicit a general question for comment. This is intended as a conversation starter for the net and to grow the ability of participating amateurs, many of whom may be new to the hobby, to join an on-the-air conversation with comments of substance. Of course, any other comments you may have on amateur radio or your activities this past week are also welcome. After the broadcast phase of the net, net control will invite check-ins. When prompted by the net control, each amateur wishing to join the net should transmit and say their entire call and name. Standard phonetics are encouraged. Please do not say, "This is," and then unkey before saying your call. This causes check-in collisions and is not a practice we encourage on FARANETs. Net control will acknowledge each station in turn and may invite repeats as needed. Once all participants have checked in, net control will call each station and invite them to transmit. When called upon by net control, participants should take up to 90 seconds to introduce themselves, describe their amateur radio activities this past week, and to offer a response to any topic or questions posed by net control. If you have information for this group, you should unkey and wait for the beep that indicates a reset of the repeater timer before passing that information to avoid timing out the repeater's 3-minute timer. We are always interested in any other relevant amateur radio or technical topic you may wish to comment upon or ask about during your turn. At the conclusion of their comments, net participants should ID and pass the repeater back to the net control. Right. This is Kilowatt 3 Foxtrot Romeo K3FR. It's a QST to all amateurs in general news of interest to amateur to radio amateurs this week. We have upcoming events, aside from our Sunday net on this frequency at 8 p.m. Sunday evening coming, we have upcoming events of the test session, date November 18th, that would be this Saturday, time 9:30 a.m. by the Virginia Volunteer Examiners, VETS. This is, please contact them, review their QRZ.com page, that's QRZ.com /DB/K4, Victor Echo. We also have a formal club breakfast the last Saturday of each month, open to all at the Bistro at Fauquier Hospital. The next breakfast is November 25th, 2023 at 8 a.m. And we have our holiday club gathering scheduled for December 9th, 2023 at 4 p.m. at the PATH Foundation. Further information will follow. Is there any other club important announcements or news for the club? This is K3FR. None heard. I do also want to invite members who would like to investigate the experience of acting as a net control operator to contact someone after the net. You can call the net control operator or Andy Zurko, K1RA, to find out. This is K3FR. This concludes the QST. At this time, Net Control invites check-ins from amateurs wishing to participate in the net. Please state your call sign and name once and listen for acknowledgement by the Net Control. Each net participant will be called in order recognized by the Net Control. Please call now.
This is K1HTV.
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar, Zulu Hotel. No comment this evening, Ron.
WB7RAD, no comment.
Okay, are there any other questions? I have KO4VNZ as he previously checked in as no comment. He's unable to make the net tonight. K1HTV, KM4OCH, and WB7RAD, both of whom are also no comment this evening. I was going to ask, since we are approaching the holiday season, if anyone out there has participated with amateur radio in terms of celebrating, supporting activities, or doing something special with ham radio that is holiday related. I, for instance, during my early ham radio career, this is actually before I had my license, I was a member of the local civilian defense RACES unit, and my father and I would go out on Halloween evening to patrol the township roads and support the police, monitoring for, shall we say, mischief. which was interesting at times. So, Rich, what do you have for the net tonight? K1HTV, K3FR.
Hey, Ron. K3FR on the net from K1HTV. Good evening, all. Not too much going on. The solar flux continues to drop. It's like dropping like a rock. It's now below 120. It's 119 last I looked. K-index is 2+. Fairly stable magnetosphere, nothing crazy going on as far as auroras, but and the polar routes seem to be good, but the upper bands, the higher bands are closing earlier. 10 meters is pretty much dead now, 12 is right behind it. I think it's a 1 VK coming through on 12 FT8. 15 is still open, but starting to close down, and 17 is going pretty well as well as 20 meters, so you'll notice when the solar flux gets down, the higher bands will close earlier. This morning was quite good to Europe on 10 meters and 12 meters. Very good activity, good signals. But this afternoon and evening, things are tapering down rather quickly in the higher bands. Some new activity on as far as DX, H44WA in Solomon Islands. The Solomon Islands have started today for the first day. Worked them on 15 and 10 CW, 10 sideband, and 15 FT8, and they'll be there on Solomon Island until the 29th of November, starting tomorrow. Pretty rare one, XW4DX in Laos will be on from tomorrow through November 27th, as will be V51WH in Namibia will be on through the 30th. The Christmas Island Day Expedition by VK9XGM has been canceled. That was supposed to happen, but something's gone bad, so that is not going to happen. The 708 AD Yemen AD Expedition closes tomorrow, as does the E-51JAN in North Cook. So that's about it. DX is one island. New Iota popped up. North America, Oceania 299, a V-62S in Micronesia. Active, but very, very weak. A very difficult copy on him on CW and sideband. I worked him on two bands on CW, one on sideband. It was barely above the noise. Actually, it was in the noise, so tough one to make with a regular, with a small antenna. So for now, as far as the activities during holiday season, I had not, never participated in any kind of anything around related to any of the holidays that I can remember anyway. So that's it for now. Ron, back to you, and thanks for doing that. K3FR from K1HTV. And by the way, when you say QSD, you might remind the newbies what QSD means, calling all amateur radio operators. So in addition to saying QSD, you might just to say what it means, because a lot of the new ones don't have a clue other than saying, oh, it's a magazine. And anyway, back to you, Ron. This is K1HTV.
K1HTV, K3FR, and by the way, thank you for the reminder about QST. Those who are members, you will now need to sign up and pay separately for magazine delivery through the mail. And as far as I understand, you still will have the option for first class delivery as well as standard postage. And there is a, I don't have the date on me, on my mind at the moment, but there is a date that you need to sign up and request that QST for next year. And as far as I understand, it's also anything that you pay now will also extend your magazine subscription from what you have originally paid for. For instance, if your subscription would run out in February, then that would still carry through from the current year, but then you'd have the new year that would be paid up from February, so it would extend, and it's separate from your actual membership to the to ARRL. I will have to get more information on that. I will not be at the net next Wednesday. I'm going to be and the following Sunday I will be out of town. So, are there any other check-ins for the net this evening? This is K3FR for the Farah Wednesday evening net. Over. Nothing heard. I should say then that with that, we have come to the end of our script. And if there are no further check-ins, and that recognizes that we will close it down then. Being no further check-ins or comments, this concludes the Farah Amateur Radio Association General Services Net. Thank you all for all the participants this evening. Pardon my twisted tongue. If you have questions or comments on tonight's net, the Farah Amateur Radio Association, or becoming a licensed amateur radio operator, please send an email to farahnet@w4va.org. You will receive a prompt reply from someone. Everyone is welcome to continue the dialogue on the repeater after the conclusion of this net. This is K3FR, returning the repeater to normal use. Good evening, all, and thank you for joining.
K3FR. Sounds like somebody's got their APRS turned on again. About a week, a couple weeks ago, one of our FARA members accidentally left it on, and one of the fellows copied it directly and was able to identify who it was, and hopefully that same person is not the cause of this one as well, but we've been hearing the brief APRS packet
the past hour or so. Anyway, Ron, thanks for doing the net. Pretty small net tonight. I think everybody's, the darkness maybe has put them all to sleep early.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, I'm about there myself. Oh, wow. I still got a couple of things from shopping I got to put away, so I'll take care. And you too, Rich. Good working with you on Saturday to help Chuck out there. K1HTV, K3FR.
Roger, thanks for helping out. We did that. You got it. You got the work done. It's up in the tree, high up in the tree where it belongs. And now he's got to see how if he can cure that birdie that he's seeing. Andy thinks it may be a switching power supply somewhere on the wall warts or something. So Chuck was supposed to do some troubleshooting and try to do some detective work, try to figure out if it's coming from his house, and if so, where in the house. Anyway, take care, Ron. We'll see you later. Get your food put away and get to sleep early. You need your beauty rest. K3FR, K1HTV. Good night.
Whiskey 4 Victor Foxtrot Whiskey connected to W4VA. Alpha 1 Romeo Bravo connected to W4VA. Alpha 1 Romeo Bravo disconnected.
This is KE7EX Mobile listening in Herndon.
Whiskey 4 Victor Foxtrot Whiskey disconnected.